Let's have a look at reporting obligations. Employers must keep a record of all payments made to and deductions from directors and employees, including casual employees. And they must record all payments made to employees, all deductions including income tax and Class 1 National Insurance, any statutory payments including SSP, SMP, SAP and SPP, student loan deductions, and very importantly, expense payments and or benefits in kind. The HMRC Employer CD-ROM 2007 provides a comprehensive list of the detailed records that have to be kept, from wages books, timesheets, cash books and petty cash records, to the certificates required for lower rate or exempt NICs, P46s and a record of payments made to subcontractors. It is important to remember that revenue compliance officers will be looking for and at these records when they visit the employer. HMRC's Employer Compliance Manual and its COP 3 leaflet, that's COP 3 leaflet, offers guidance on the records to be examined. The COP 3 leaflet talks about a review of employers' and contractors' records, and it says, during the review, we will need to see the actual records of payments to employees and subcontractors, and records relating to expenses payments and benefits provided, as well as any other records that are connected with them. It also says if you think your records may be incomplete or incorrect, you should tell us as soon as possible. That's obviously a disclosure. If you are unable to have all the records available in time for the first visit, please let us know in order that we can arrange a further date for review or give you a reasonable time in which to obtain them. They say it's not possible to specify all the records, but they include all records for wage earners, including part-time and casuals, salaried employees, directors and executives, and all other office holders. It includes the wages book, wages sheets and deduction working sheets, timesheets, clock cards and tachograph records, where appropriate, cash books and cheque stubs showing payments to employees, petty cash records and vouchers, ledger records, all records related to the payment of tax credits, all records relating to tax credit funding applications. And it goes on. There's quite a lot listed in this guidance, and you need to be aware of it, whether you're an employer or a contractor, in terms of meeting your employer compliance requirements.